Rockin' Radio.
Look, get a hold of headquarters. Tell them to get a computer on this.
Right, Lieutenant.
Lost Disc Radio. 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 Lost Disc Radio.
Do you hear strange, discordant noises?
Maybe you can hear this.
The out-of-sight sound of the name Losers, kicking it off top of the hour here for you tonight, folks, on Lost Discs Radio. Jimmy Knight sitting in with you now here for the hour, and Joe Stax is on the phone line for the hour.
Live from Pittsburgh.
Holy crow. Well, anyway, you got a good level on the board there, Joe, maybe a little too good here, That's all about to change as soon as Dr. Doug Brown walks into the studio and gets on the microphone and messes up the levels, as he's wont to do. But that's all right. We're glad to have him. Apparently, he's in transit. And once again, you know, the reverb is just way out of control. So we're going to have to take care of that. But here we were, kicking it off there. With the name Losers, I thought that would be appropriate for Dr. Doug Brown to walk in at this moment. Let's give a moment of silence to see if he's coming up the steps. He's not coming up the steps. Joe, this is off of a compilation, a beautiful red vinyl 180-gram copy of Searching in the Wilderness.
Because they don't come wilder, man. It is a fabulous compilation of just oddballs and to us at least, obscurities. I mean, this is the disc that turned me on to groups like the Red Squares, the Name Losers, the Outsiders are on there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, now when you say the Outsiders, though, you mean some kind of a European group.
The Dutch Outsiders, yeah. You know, with Wally Tax.
So what's up with the name Losers?
Well, they're a Swedish band, apparently from the town of Malmo, which may or may not be where IKEA is headquartered. For some reason, that sounds really familiar, and I've been too lazy to Google it, Jeff.
Let's just watch it with the corporate name dropping there, Joe.
Sorry. So that sponsorship deal hasn't hit yet.
Why? I'm just saying, like they need any more plugs.
Well, these characters came from the town of Malmo. They cut some hot garage singles in the 60s. Their biggest hit, at least in New Orleans, was Sweden. I'm sorry, was a cover of a song called New Orleans. And that's about as much as I can tell you about them right now.
All right. Maybe that's all we need to know. Some killer freak beat there out of 1965. I tell you what, Every 5 minutes that Dr. Doc Brown does not show up, I'm cranking up the reverb a little bit more. All right? So let that be a warning to everybody who may or may not be involved or interested in that. Now, here we go. We're going to get into a group. Now, here's one that was sent. See, you sent me that last one, Joe, and it was our buddy Cosmic Debris who sent us a copy of this next thing. He has a vinyl copy of a group called Dead Sea Fruit, right? What's going on here? Do you have any clue on this one, Joe?
Well, the album that that he sent you a copy of is like their sole release on the UK label Camp, which, according to the stuff I've read, what little there is about them, you know, it's hard to tell if these guys were being serious or not with with their recording. You know, some have compared them to the Bonzo Dog Band, or even the group called the Baron Knights, who are like an outright comedy band. You know, with a weird psychedelic mix of oddball vaudeville, music hall, and 50s rock all in there. So,
all right, well, here we go. We're gonna big thanks to Cosmic Debris. You know, here we are hijacking the net server on March 6, 2011, so we can get the job done for Rockin' Radio. Here they are exclusively tonight on the show, man. Dead Sea Fruit.
Sowing all your seeds of discontent, saying all those things you never meant. Trying to make me look jealous. I see the effect it's had. Just making your reputation bad. Please use your sense. Please don't take offense when I tell you I'm through. But I fly up. But I fly up. But I'm. But I fly up. But I fly up. But I.
I want to blow Sunday on a scene like this.
There's nothing I'd rather do than to be alone with her. To kiss and hold my baby every night. Well, you can hide back in the alley with your hat full of your eyes. You can wear a wig or mustache or any old disguise. You can change your name and address, even change your style of clothes. But the shadow knows, the shadow knows. Well, you thought you had me baffled. You thought I didn't know. But I know where you're going, baby. Long before you go, you can't even snap your fingers or wiggle your toes, because the shadow knows, the shadow knows. Stop your jiving and your messing around, 'cause I know what you're putting long before you put it down. You better mind your P's and Q's and your M's and N's and O's, because the shadow knows, the shadow knows.
See what I mean? Now, people are going to be upset that they missed this one. They're going to be upset if they missed this show, because stuff like that come on over your experience tonight on Lost Discs Radio, the out-of-sight sounds of Tongue and Groove, right? Now, there's another one that it was not on my radar until Joe Stax hipped me up and just kind of threw that over our way here right before. We're going to get in on that in a minute from Joe Stax, but before that, it was Kenny and the Casuals, you know, out of Texas, on the Mark record label. And of course, we did kick off that set with Dead Sea Fruit. And let's go ahead now. Joe, anything you want to say? First of all, let's take care of Kenny and the Casuals. Do we care?
Well, sure. I mean, that was a pretty rocking song, actually.
Right.
You've heard the name. You've heard them around. You don't know much about them. It's nice to know that there actually was a Kenny, because, you know, with other groups like that, there wasn't really a Herman. There was a Kenny, and he fronted the Casuals, Kenny Daniel. That was pretty good. I mean, I was looking him up a little bit here, and I didn't realize they were the ones who recorded a song called Journey to Time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, of course, as we all know, the name of a series of compilations as well.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, just a moment here. Good old Dr. Doc Brown has entered the studio.
Yeah, it's a little reverby in here.
Yeah, well, we were cranking it up until you got here, so we'll have to pot that down. Well, I take care of that. Joe, lay it on us about Tongue and Groove. Who the heck? What's going on? This is pretty good stuff.
Well, Tongue and Groove is kind of an offshoot, believe it or not, of the San Fran group, the Charlatans, who, you know, I have a big love of. The first ex-Charlatan, their piano player, a guy named Mike Ferguson, broke off and started this group called Tongue and Groove, and along with Lynn Hughes, who didn't really appear too much on that track, but is front and center on a number of other songs on the debut album, which was on the Fontana label in '68, along with some assistance from the bass player of the Charlatans, Richard Olson, concocted this confection of a lot of grooving bluesy type stuff. And it's worth mentioning that, of course, the Charlatans themselves did a more lighthearted version of the Shadow Knows, which I think was originally a Coaster song.
Was it? I'm sorry, it was a what song?
A TV show?
Didn't the Coasters do the Shadow Knows? I'm thinking it's...
I don't think it's the same song. I think the Coasters was more of a novelty thing based on the radio show.
Okay. Well, if you hear the version done by the Charlatans, it's a lot more hokey. It's a lot hokier than what you just heard.
Well, maybe
you know,
maybe
I got to tell you to name a band, is it the Tongue and Groove or is it Tongue and Groove?
Tongue and Groove.
See, that would get my vote as an awesome band name. You know, many different levels. You got Tongue and Groove. I mean, that comes from the wood flooring, TNG, the Tongue and Groove wood flooring. But you got a groove on a record, man. You got a groovy sound,
yeah.
You know. And, you know, somebody sticking out their tongue is kind of funny, you know. It's kind of like you just picture a rock and roller. You're like, Tongue and Groove,
yeah,
you know.
Can be, sure.
I wish I had thought of that one when I started my band years ago.
Yeah. What was the name of your group there, Doc?
The Body Bags.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Tongue and Groove. That would have been a much better name, Doc. Hey, right. Now speaking of that kind of thing, good old John in Walpole, Mass. Has emailed in. He's listening on the net stream. We got about 7 or 8 people on the net stream there digging it tonight for your underground experience here. Tyler in New Jersey, whoever he is, said he was looking for a shortwave relay tonight, but I don't think we're getting that. We didn't really sign on for that. That's all right. We just had to get our act together for good old Randy Tivins over at Rockin' Radio, and we're mighty glad to do it, folks. So if you're out there in some fashion listening to this live tonight, our March installment for Rockin' Radio, it is March 6th of 2011, so drop us that email. Go ahead, Doc. Give him the addy.
That would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Make sure you do the discs with a C.
Spell it with a C. All right. And then in the meantime, you can chime in and talk about this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Oh, no, it's her.
All right, Chesty, lay it on us.
All right, you know, sometimes I'm out hunting for records on my own. And I know the date label's really great, with the exception of Peaches and Herb on the date label. We don't know one.
True, true.
But the date label is really great. So when I come across something odd on the date label, my heart jumps up and says, I got to get that record. Jimmy's going to be so excited. So I got this record, and when I gave it to him, he said, oh, I already have that. And, you know, that sometimes that happens, and that really stinks.
All right, that's all right.
But it came in a great green sleeve for the month of March, and it's a group called the Willoughbys, and the one side is Shades of Grey, which is kind of like today. But the other side is a really grooving version of something called If You're Ready. And the Willoughbys, they're not too bad.
Yeah. All right, let's dig it, Chesty. Tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah. stay by me, oh please, stay by me, little girl.
Radio.
Stop reading that underground trash and pay more attention to your homework.
In the valley of the obscene, green ogre.
Stick it. Pick those peas.
If you pick it, it'll never heal.
I'll stomp you, you runt.
Try all the wonderful products that Obscene Green Ogre puts out.
Cream corn, kumquats, wax beans with okra. And now I'm going to take care of those picket lines.
Don't worry about it, guys. It's all in the mix.
Hi folks, it's Dr. Doc Brown here from Lost Discs Radio. Have you ever had one of those days when all you wanted was to be left alone? Well, imagine making that your life's mission while wandering the land in a homemade 60-pound suit of leather. Thus was the life of the old Leatherman, the legendary vagabond whose monthly 365-mile loop through the Hudson and Connecticut River valleys in the late 1800s became known as the Leatherman Circuit. In his 30 years of solitary silence, never once was he charged with any crime against his fellow man. He simply kept his privacy, treated others with humility and respect, and went on his way. He passed from this world in 1889, frozen on the earth, the identity of the individual and the privacy of his purpose, intact for eternity. Or so he thought.
Lost Discs Radio News Flash from the Waterbury Republican, dated 29 November 2010. Researchers are planning to dig up the Leatherman's grave in an attempt to determine his identity. The exact date they will begin digging will be kept private in order to avoid too much media attention.
Avoid too much media attention? I say let's bring the media attention on full tilt. So I urge you to join my friends over at leavetheleathermanalone.com, because there's a reason the gravestones say rest in peace. And if there ever lived a fellow whose final resting place should reflect that motto, it would certainly be that of old Leathery. That's leavetheleathermanalone.com. Tell him Doc sent you.
The Hobo, right here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. The Out of Sight Sounds of the Good Rats. All right? What can I tell you? Off the Cap Records label, LP, 1969. Action on that. And before it was Tommy James and the Shondells version of Sugar on Sunday. Okay, off the LP, the Roulette LP, from also from 69, I believe. You know, the Crimson and Clover LP. Because before that, we played The Click. You know, we played The Click on the last show because we were doing their version of Superman.
Is that with a Q?
And that's right. That's The Click with the Q-U-E at the end. See? That's and, well, we got off on this whole thing. We talked plenty about them last time. But the point was they had the hit version of Sugar on Sunday, which was written by Tommy James, right? So there's Tommy James and Shondell's version of it. And The Click song we was playing there now was on the Scepter record label, the 1967 pre-album single, Stay By Me, the B-side of their non-charting record, Splash One, which of course was covering the 13th Floor Elevators. We went on and on about that on the last month's show, right? And of course, yeah, we kicked off the set there with Chesty's chick pick, The Willoughbys, on the Date record label. And now, Joe, follow me on this for a second. The Willoughbys, I see them as sort of a poor man's giant sunflower. And the giant sunflower is sort of a poor man's sunshine company. And they're sort of a poor man's peanut butter conspiracy, who are sort of a poor man's Jefferson Airplane. Can I get any backing on that? Anybody? Where's Weasley Steve when we need him?
Sorry, you just killed me. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Any real data on the Willoughbys there?
Not much more than they were from Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, they were an appealing harmony pop sound, light, you know, kind of light flower power vibe to them. Like you said, not unlike the Sunshine Company.
Yeah.
You know, they put out three singles for the Date label.
Three? Oh, man. Now we got to track those down, Chesty.
Oh, yeah. This One You Spun Tonight was their second release.
Yeah.
And they would go on to do, I guess on a smaller label, the SGC label. They would have three more records into 1969.
Wow. All right. And of course, it's worth mentioning that the record we played, If You're Ready, was the flip side of them covering a Monkees song, Shades of Grey, and that will be suffice for our Don Kirshner tribute tonight. All right? The man who passed away, you know, the man with the golden ear, producer of the Monkees, back in the...
Hey, didn't he do a lot of cartoons?
Back in the day. Yeah, he was the sub-genius behind the Archies and whatnot. Bang, shang, a lang, and what all.
Well, you know, when the Monkees proved to be too difficult to work with.
That's right. Go ahead, say it.
That could have been your face, man.
Could have been your face, Doc.
Whoa.
That's the famous quote from you-know-who.
Peter Tork.
Nesmith.
Michael Nesmith. Well, he was talking to Peter Tork, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, it's surprising that Don Kirshner didn't meet his end sooner, you know, with
well,
Nes.
Donnie McKay there also had a music show in the 70s. Remember Don Kirshner's rock concert?
Well, sure. You remember what was that other group, those guys? The kids from Caper.
Well, I think Kirshner was involved in, like, everything. If it was the Hardy Boys or the Archies.
Yeah.
You know, if there was the cartoon that needed some music, he was right there for you.
Oh, he had the studio guys lined up, you know. Right. So, okay.
What about Josie and the Pussycats?
Now, look, we got it. All right. Well, speaking of the Pussycats, Doc, we need to talk about the Good Rats. Now, look, the Good Rats, I don't know how you feel about this. Probably one of the worst album covers of all time.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you describe it there to the listeners who are looking at it on the radio, Doc?
Sure. You picture a little beady-eyed, you know, with the little red-eyed white rat.
Yeah.
Lab rat.
Yeah.
You got just his head and his two front feet.
Yeah.
With a golden halo over his head. And it looks like he wrote the words, the Good Rats, himself, because it's in, like, a handwritten script with the S backwards, a little dyslexic, like a S.
Yeah, like a rat wouldn't really know how to spell properly.
Right, even though they're a rat.
Yeah, yeah.
The Good Rats.
A lab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... Ugh.
All right, so, anyway, I don't know. Do we should probably move on, Joe. Do we care about the Good Rats?
You know, for me, the Good Rats, I'm surprised how long they held on. I mean, this first album for Cap was definitely a dud. I mean, it didn't chart, it didn't sell.
Yeah.
They came back. I mean, they came back in the 70s with some records on Warner Brothers and did well enough to have several LPs out, enough to the point where if you go into a used record store, if I go into Jerry's, you're almost always guaranteed to find some Good Rat stuff floating around in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Doc, you were going to say?
Well, if you read the whole thing backwards, if you take the S and read it backwards, actually it actually makes a little sense. It's Et Boog Star.
Well, that's Latin, man. Right?
Yeah, it's kind of... I think there might be a hidden message in here. Maybe.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
All right, here we go. Doc, I'm giving you the poll results from our
website.
Folks,
nice.
Go get on the internet.
I love the online polls.
Get on the internet and when you're over there checking out leavetheleathermanalone.com. Oh, and by the way, that the Good Rats song was The Hobo, right? So we're tying in something there, I guess. And then when you're over there checking out rockandradio.com and you're checking out worldmicroscope.com and all your favorite sites that are all friends of ours, check out lostdiscsradio.com and spell the word discs with a C, and you can vote on our new 45s record label poll that is up now, and we're going to count down the last three record label 45s that we had up the past couple months. Go ahead. We got number three. I'm going to cue it up, Doc.
Yep, number three. Aren't you going to play the countdown?
I'm just queuing it up.
All right. All right, so anybody who checked out the poll, you know, there's always some kind of little hidden secret subconscious, subliminal message there. Yeah, I get it. I just got it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the results, though. We'll let the listeners
figure it out, too.
Right. Yeah. Of course, the percentages do not add up to 100. Again, they never do.
What's the results on the voting there, Doc?
Well, we're about to hear the number three results, which there were 95 total votes.
Yeah.
This one got one vote.
That's right. That's 1% of the vote.
It's 1% of the vote, but not really, because there would need to be 100 votes to
Lost
really get it.
Lost Discs Radio.
Well, come on, Doc. Please,
maybe that figure is the margin of error, Doc.
6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 3.
Yo, the FM record label, folks.
Who's the doctor here?
Did you do the mosquito?
Yes, I did.
You shake your leg?
Yes, I did.
Did you do the flea?
Yes, I did.
That couldn't be beat. Like down on a plate,
like down on a plate.
To shake it, baby,
shake it, baby.
Didn't hesitate,
didn't hesitate.
To shake your twister,
mm-hmm.
To shake your twister.
Mm-hmm.
Did you freeze?
Yes, you did.
And we your knees,
yeah, I need.
Did you do the bop?
Did the bop?
To cast a rock,
to cast a rock.
To mash potatoes. For the cool operator, place your hand,
yes we did,
upon your back,
yes we did,
to let your feet,
yes we did,
go zig zig zag,
yes we did,
to do it all right,
did it all right,
to do it all right,
did it all right.
That new dance.
Yes, we did.
Whatever you did.
Yes, we did.
Did you try it again?
Yes, we did.
To tell your mama.
To tell my mother.
And father too.
Father too.
They did a little dance.
Yes, we did.
They both could do.
Yes, we did.
To place your hand.
Yes, we did.
On your hip.
Yes, we did.
Shake it, baby.
Did
your backbone slip?
Yes, we did.
Did you let your hips?
Yes, we did.
Go in a little dip?
Yes, we did.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Legendary Northern Soul there tonight, folks. The dance craze, Did You Do the Mosquito by J.L. Smith, legendary bluesman up in Chicago off the FM Records label right out of Chicago, playing that live off the 45 for you, folks. That's what we do here on the program, right? Counting down the poll results. That was number three on the poll. Only
right.
Only one name loser voted for that one, folks. What can I tell you?
Yep. All right, so yeah, one vote got 1%, and then the number two...
Yeah.
Right? No, that was the FM record label with one
vote.
Yes, it
was.
Right. And then the number two record label would be the Tower record label.
See?
You got 40 votes.
I think that's what I
Not bad.
40 votes, which makes 42%.
For that one.
Yeah.
That's right. It's the striped promo Tower copy.
Which is the only reason to vote.
Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah, that's about right, Joe.
Play speak number
10987654.
Watch out, folks. The out of sight sounds of Carlo's Crown Jewel on the Tower label tonight. Dig it.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan. Now it makes the sun come out when the hell.
to a food stop, go get some shoe fly pie. An apple pan down, it makes your eyes light up, and your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie and an apple pan down, it, you'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Not your mama, oh, don't vacate my mama, oh, for my sake. Mama, for goodness sake, you go to the orbit and get yourself some ever-loving shoe fly pie. An apple pan down, it makes the sun come out when the heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie and an apple pan down, it, you'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Now tell me.
Yeah, there they go with some kind of an old standard of sorts. Shoe Fly Pie, Apple Pan Daddy on the Promo Tower label, coming in second place on the poll at our website, folks, LostDiscsRadio.com. Spell the word discs with a C, as usual. Speaking of things with a C, it was Carlos Crown Jewel, and I don't know if we care about that. Joe, what? Anything to say about those guys?
No, not really. I got nothing.
Guys and gals. Real? Seriously?
Stump Joe Stacks.
Stump Joe Stacks.
USA. Okay. Well, all right. So much for that. Hey,
so, all right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well,
no, wait, before you get into anything else there, it's worth mentioning that we have heard in on the email here from a guy named Nate, who's glad to be digging it on the net. Internet stream live tonight, where these 45s are spinning live on the turntable. Thanks for chiming in, Nate and John in Walpole, Mass. Folks, get in before the hour is up, or anytime when you're over listening at rockinradio.com. You can always chime in and talk to us on the email, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. All right.
Now, we're 43% of the vote is in. That's the FM record label was number 3. Tower record label was number 2.
Yeah.
And now with 43% of precincts reporting, there is 56%.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I just don't live well with margins of error. The margins of error. I don't know. Anyway, 99% of the vote was cast, and the following record label received the number 1 ranking.
Yes.
That would be the Radio Record Label with 54 votes.
Song number 1.
Yes, it is. Bonnie Guitar on the Radio Record Label tonight, folks.
With a lot of miles between us, with a lot of those healing hours, when the clickety-clack of the railroad track is playing Hearts and Flowers, love is over. Love is done. Love is over. Love is done. We'll put a lot of blues behind us with the tag-along memories. If you're starting to cry over this goodbye, remember you are free. Love is over. Love is done. Love is over. Love is done. You said the game was over, that you found a new love instead, I don't want to be cruel, but I hope that you'll be sorry that you said love is over, love is done. Love is over, love is done. The clickety-clack of the railroad track is playing hearts and flowers. Love is over, love is done. Love is over, love is done. You said the game was over, you'd found a new love instead. I don't want to be cruel, but I hope that you'll be sorry that you said love is over, love is done. Love is over, love is done.
Lost Discs Radio.
Alright, are we done rating all these dumb disc jockey things now?
Consider this.
Well, I hear that train a-coming, coming around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. And I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, I'm bound to stay and die. And when I hear the lonesome whistle, I hang my head down and cry. Well, now when I was a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And when I hear the lonesome whistle, I hang my head down and cry. it for you, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way that you do. Well, I stand at my window, I hang my head and cry. I hate to lose that woman, hate to say goodbye, but that's all right.
That is, yeah, it is the International Submarine Band here tonight, closing out the show for you folks. That's one that Joe Stacks wanted to hear. Before that, it was Bonnie Guitar. Let's face facts. Come on, everybody. Bonnie Guitar's version of Dark Moon is superior over Gale Storm's. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Right, Jeff D?
Yeah, always Bonnie Guitar.
Right, all right, and that was her own. She owned that record label, the Radio Record Label. Folks, get over there and check out our latest poll at LostDiscsRadio.com. And let's just see here, Joe. What about it? You were in the mood to hear the submarine guys there. What about it?
Well, come on, everyone knows. Well, maybe not everyone, but you know, you've always heard of Gram Parsons, and you know, there was the Byrds album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. There was the Flying Burrito Brothers, but before it all, there was this little kind of thing on the Lee Hazelwood International LHI label. With Graham getting his toe wet in the rockin' the country rockin' scene, you know, it's all right. I mean, he would do better stuff, but then there's some good stuff. I mean, this is where Luxury Liner comes from, and there's some other good stuff. There's a good murder ballad called Miller's Cave on there.
Yeah, I'm afraid we may have played that one already on the show back in the day. I don't really remember. By the way, we had a little extra time. I ended up throwing in a record that was not originally scheduled, so let's just announce this. Rochelle and the Candles off the Challenge record label. Let's Run Away and Get Married. Okay, that's written by Dave Burgess, and we know that he owned the Challenge label, and I don't know anything else about these guys.
Girls. Hopefully there is a Rochelle and Rochelle and the Candles.
Saying,
there must be.
There might be.
There should be.
And so, I don't know. Let that be a challenge to the rock and radio guys. They know anything about Rochelle and the Candles, you know, drop it in to LostDiscsRadio@Yahoo.com. In the meantime, stay tuned, folks. You know, if you're over there, it's the boss man, Randy Tivens, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine, followed by, let me think. Is it Lane Quigley? Or is it DJ Blast?
Oh, well, you'll have to tune in and find out.
Well, this month, I don't know. I don't remember. I got to tune in and find out myself over at rockandradio.com. And then, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips always rounds out the set over there, you know? All right, well, thanks for being with us here tonight, folks, over our March installment for Rock and Radio. And we will catch you next month. Thanks, Doc, and thanks, Joe Stacks, live on the line out of Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome.
Good night, Chesty. Good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you are.
Did you cut me off?